following program is brought to you in living color.
Let me show you how this is done. Hold the glass up and examine the wine against the light. You're looking for color and clarity. Now, stick your nose in it.
Maybe some strawberry.
Oh, there's just a flutter of like a nutty Edam cheese.
When do we drink it?
Now.
Mmm.
Are you chewing gum?
No.
Spit it out.
It's the Wine Crush, presented by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time. WTSO.com. Now, here's that little old wine drinker herself, Laura Lawson.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about its grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine and were afraid to ask. That's what we are here for. We are your media resource for everything about our happily plunging into vats little grapes. Yes, harvest is progressing nicely. In fact, it has been said that Washington State is anticipating the best and largest harvest it's had in recent history. You know, it always fascinates me when we hear the recent history. What is recent history? Kent, as you're now accusing me of being old? Yeah, thank you.
When did I ever do that?
You are trying to kill me on these new opens. Uh-huh. Just go ahead and admit it. You're trying to see if you can
the
throw me up.
The old lady of the grape. There she is.
Old lady, one of these days, I'm not going to skip the entire open of the show, and I'm just going to go straight for your throat. And actually, today is the perfect show where I should have done that, because today's show is actually, it's the result of a couple of things. It's the result of some new releases. It's result of a couple emails. But ultimately, I had someone look at me today and said, for the love of God, do you have ADHD? He actually was talking about something, and I was trying to override him and talk about something else, and the man actually stopped and yelled, squirrel! And I turned and looked, and he looked at me. He said, just whatever shiny object I can find, I'm going to put it in front of you because you can't seem to stay on tangent today.
Yeah.
And so that is going to be the theme for today's show. Squirrel or shiny object. Now, Kent and the various people around my wonderful studio audience around here have accused me of years of not being able to stay on tangent. They asked me, do you ever hear your shows? It's amazing you ever get around to your point. But ultimately, it's true. But can I, speaking of which, getting back to a point, what is recent history?
What is recent history?
Yes.
I would say, in my own personal definition, recent history would be, let's just say the last 20 years then.
You would say the last 20 years.
Just to ballpark it, that's about it.
I would say recent history for me would probably be the last 20 minutes. But seriously,
oh, okay.
No, what is the definition of recent history? I'm going to go with 5 years.
Okay, go with 5 years.
I'm going to go with five. Anyway, so Washington State going to have one of the most outstanding vintages in recent history. Always good to know. Hey, we've got our usual fun guest. We have Steve Himoff joining us again today. I just enjoy him. He's fun, and he's a great on these days where I have that HDHD syndrome because he's just like me. We can follow whatever tangent we want to, and we don't really pay attention whether Kent cares or the audience cares. We just seem to have fun. So, of course, Steve Himoff, you're familiar with him, author, editor, blogger. He's just a man about town. He'll be joining us. But it is that time of year, you know, we're getting into harvest and we have all the new releases coming up. So we're going to tie all these neat new releases ideas together and get to that in a second. Before I do, I don't want to get distracted because I really like today's wine recommendations. It's going back to kind of the new release concept, but I tried an old favorite I haven't had in years. Joseph Phelps has been around forever, and Phelps, of course, most people, collectors, definitely know their wine, the Insignia. You know, one of the first truly named wines that wasn't named Cab, Chard, Merlot, Pinot Noir, whatever. But I forget about their little Chardonnay, and their 2010 Chardonnay is out. And what I love about this is we have the running debate on Chardonnay, whether Chardonnay should be aged, not aged. We look at Burgundy's, what Jay McInerney's concept of, if it smells like it's had flowers rotting in the vase for 2 years, it's Burgundy. You know, people say that Chardonnay can't age, but I disagree, and Phelps helps me uphold that argument. Their 2010 Chardonnay is out. This thing has got great minerality. It's got great stone fruit. It's got wet cement, but it's got that lovely honey taste toward the finish. You know, cream brulee, vanilla. Of course, it's malolactically fermented, which adds to it. It's aged on lees. But what I love, this Chardonnay is aged 14 months in barrel. So you want to talk about a Chardonnay who, if you leave it sitting on the table too long, it's going to turn around, jump out of the glass, grab a 3-iron, and whip you over the head saying, "Hey, you, yes, this is my kind of Chardonnay. This is the kind of mood I'm in." So Phelps 2010 Chardonnay, released now. It is not for the faint of heart. It's going to cost you somewhere 60-ish, maybe 45 to 60-ish. But when you're going to have a Chardonnay that's basically going to be its own drinking partner, who cares? Your red wine recommendation, we think of Howell Mountain. I have gotten in a bad habit. When I think Howell Mountain, I think Merlot or I think Cabernet Franc. But Cade Winery, of course, we all know that is a sister winery or brother winery, however you want to look at that, of Plump Jack Vineyards, my all-time favorite Chardonnay. They do a Howell Mountain Cabernet, and this thing is huge. Absolutely monstrous. In fact, it'd be entertaining if you put a glass of the Joseph Phelps Chardonnay and a glass of the Cade Cabernet on the table and just gave them both swords. I wonder who would win. Anyway, going back to the ADHD kind of day.
You're very imaginative today.
It's one of those days, Kent. Yeah. It's one of those days. If you can't laugh, you're going to cry and run down the hall. So we might as well have fun with it. Cade, Howell Mountain Cabernet 2008. Good portion of this comes from the Ink Grade Vineyards. This is rich, it's dark, it's berried, it has chocolate, it has a whole bunch of cedar to it. I just absolutely love this wine. And do you know what it's cool about it? It goes hand in hand with that whole group over at Plump Jack. They put a screw cap on the bottle. I love that. You have this big, powerful red wine that definitely could benefit from age, but they say, nah, it could age. We don't care. We like it big. Put a screw cap on it. Drink it when you want to. That's my kind of mentality. I like that kind of shiny object today. So there are your two wine recommendations, Joseph Phelps Chardonnay 2010 and Cade Howell Mountain Screw Cap Cabernet 2008. I hope you enjoy both of them. Yes, they aren't for the faint of heart, but let's face it, you're worth it. And of course, the shiny object concept. I have several emails, and I'm just going to kind of randomly grab a couple of them out of the whole blue. The first is, with the new vintages coming out, I tried the new vintage of my favorite Chardonnay, and it doesn't taste near as good as the old vintage. Why is this? Well, number one, you don't tell me what Chardonnay it is. Number two, wines change with vintage. You don't, it's not like a Diet Coke. You don't turn a spigot on and a spigot off. And number three, your winemaker may have changed, the vineyards may have changed, the sourcing may have changed. I don't know. That's the short answer. But because of you and your question, I am going to address this to all of our listeners. It is that new release time. It is the time where you're going to start seeing some new vintages on your whites. You're going to see some new reds rolling out. You're going to see the 09 Cabernets, Merlots, and such. Let's do all of us a favor so that we don't get any more conversations like this and you don't call the wineries and tell them their wine is falling down in quality. I want you to buy your wine, and then I want you to leave it alone. If you're one of these people who the moment the new iPhone comes out or the new technology or the new Nike or the new package on Red Bull or the new package on Coke and you have to be the first on the block to have the cool new thing, there is truly something called bottle shock. Bottle shock does happen. For those of you who saw the movie Bottle Shock, you will understand it. But just think about how agitated you and your bladder are if you take a cross-country trip. Just think about it. You're tired, you're cranky, you're hot, you're sweaty, and you're sore and achy. Wine is a living, breathing thing. It, too, can get tired, achy, and discombobulated in its trip across the country. I'm particularly addressing my friends on the East Coast, but also anywhere. Wine is shocked once it goes into the bottle. A lot of our wineries, I wish they had the luxury of bottling their wine, laying it down in these beautiful, pristine caves, and then just very gently wrapping it in little clouds and floating to you. They can't. So, as you get your new releases out, let the bottles relax. Let them come back together, the esters, the compounds, let them blend and create back what they initially were. Because, yes, bottle shock is a concept. So, sorry about making fun of your email, but you take your chances when you send one in. I do like to hear from our listeners, though. Laura Lawson at winecrush.com or call us 877-4-CRUSH-1 if you're brave enough to leave a call on the wine line. I promise not to always make fun of you. But we can talk about shiny object, but yes, that is about today. Why is there always a shiny object? It doesn't matter however you look at it, whatever field there is. We're all after the new stuff. We all want the newest, the coolest, the neatest. It's in our nature. That's why you always find upgrades. That's why you always find updates. That's why you find new and exciting versions. Think about it. It doesn't just have to be wine. It doesn't have to be technology. Think about when you're walking down your grocery store aisles. How many times have you seen new and improved on a cereal box, peanut butter, on something in the frozen section, on your chips? New and improved. I always get nervous when I see new and improved because I think, well, I liked it before. Does that mean I had no taste then? It's just a way of guaranteeing that, hey, look at me. By putting the different packaging on it, by putting the banners on it, and saying new and improved, you're creating your own shiny object. So the question we are going to investigate today, what we're going to look at, how much is too much of a shiny object? And ultimately, when does the shiny object itself become tarnished? That is going to be the concept, because ultimately, when you're looking at the wine industry now, we discussed price increases a couple weeks back, we've discussed packaging and how things are changing. We've also discussed the fact that even though wine prices are probably going to be increasing, it doesn't change the fact that the wineries are going to do something to get your attention and to make you buy the wines, even if you have to pay more. So we're going to look at that a little more in depth after we take this small break.
Stay with us for more of The Wine Crush, presented by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com.
Do you love discovering great wines and finding a great value at the same time? Then you need to discover Wines Till Sold Out. Wines Till Sold Out features great wines at 30 to 70% off. Wines Till Sold Out searches all over the world for the best wines. They buy exclusively for their members. It's free to join, shipping is included, and you'll find expert customer service if you ever decide you need it. There's a great offer waiting for you as we speak. Go to WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's top acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactiv, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv risk-free for 60 days. And you get our dermatologist's clear skin or it's free guarantee. Plus, the trial includes our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free. Be one of the 50 lucky people to complete this 60-day risk-free trial. You won't see this offer in stores or on TV. It's a radio exclusive. Supplies are limited and the trial offer ends soon.
800-489-1639. 800-489-1639. 800-489-1639.
How would you like to win all your groceries for a year absolutely free? You can, thanks to PRN, AARP, and Nationwide Insurance in the Win Groceries for a Year sweepstakes. It's easy to enter. Just go to goprn.com/fans, fill out the information, and soon we may be calling to tell you you've won free groceries for a year. No purchase necessary, must be 18 or older, official rules online or by mail if requested. Win groceries for a year at goprn.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking. You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing, you're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now it's more of the Wine Crush, brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out, WTSO.com.
Welcome back to The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and as much fun as I had on the open trying to be random, we're going to look at a fairly serious question today. Let's investigate the idea of when is too much of a good thing, and what wineries are doing to get your attention. Of course, we beat to death the idea of the blogs and the social media and the Twitters and the tweets and the four squares and all the other social media I don't understand. This all actually is stemming from an email, and I received this from Jane in Occoquan, Wisconsin. I know, bear with me. Ultimately, the email is consistent of, Is it seem that wines are getting as gimmicky as cereal boxes? It is like wineries are offering hats, slogans, celebrity tie-ins to sell their wines. I actually just got a pair of flip-flops with my bottle of wine. Was a little snobbery and a little mystery really that bad when it comes to wine? Yes, for the record, that really was how that email was written. I am not trying to ad-lib it, so let me encourage those of you who like to type after you've been drinking, please make sure you turn your spell check on so that we don't wind up with emails like this on air.
I bet you get a lot of those, don't you?
I get some interesting ones, yes. It's often fun, particularly for my West Coast friends who like to send the emails. Oh, I don't know what is midnight their time. I appreciate that truly at 3:30 in the morning. Yeah. But anyway, getting to the point, yes, it does seem that some wineries are getting gimmicky. I think it's lovely you got a pair of flip-flops with your wine. But here's the question. Did you buy the wine because you got flip-flops with it, or did you always buy the wine that was named flip-flop? That's my question to you. And I would bet, Jane, that you bought the wine because you got flip-flops. I won't have you on air to actually counter me, but that's what it comes down to. And wineries are having to do this. We are no longer in the days where you went to your wine store and you had the German section, the Spanish section, the Italian section, and the California section where they were all 3 feet wide. We have come to the situation where you can walk into wine mega marks that literally have close to 6,000 square feet of nothing but bottles of wine. And you think about that. It goes back to the idea back at when I was in college and you would take these stadium classes. I liked the stadium classes because there were 250 people in those classes. And if I didn't decide to show up at 7:50 on a Friday morning for my class, I wouldn't be noticed. Wines have just the opposite concept. If they're stuck in the middle of 250, they're going to do something that says, hey, look at me. Flip-flops, I think flip-flops are fairly tame. Over the years in the business, I have seen t-shirts, hats, grocery bags, knives, soap, oil, spices, balloons, condoms, shoes, trees, flowers, gold pins, fishnet stockings, perfume, bubbles, literally bubbles, chocolate, salmon. That was an interesting display. Anchovies, pizza, dough, and yeast. All of these items I have encountered actually attached to bottles of wine.
All right. Now explain to me why a condom would be attached to a bottle of wine.
Relax and enjoy your evening.
Okay.
Be prepared. Be prepared to have a good time was the catch slogan on this. And
gotcha.
It's fascinating to look at. And Jane, I only took about 5 minutes to go back. I won't even say 5 minutes. I took 3 minutes to go through and think of what I have seen used to sell wine over the years. And keep in mind, my brain cells run out of here like Elvis leaving the building. I don't have them that often. So when you think about the wineries using all these different things, obviously they're looking at the consumer and saying, what can I tie in to appeal to this person? Obviously, I think my favorite is always around Valentine's Day when buy this bottle of champagne and get a free dozen flowers. That's something, it's useful, and people do buy into it. People are using the gimmicks. They're taking advantage of them. So the more a winery sees people taking advantage of their promotions, they're going to continue to find these promotions. So I hope you enjoy your flip-flops, but understand we're the ones fostering this. It is the American consumer who is looking for that little bit extra, that little other thought, whether it's they walk down the aisle and think, oh, wow, I need that bottle of champagne. Oh, look, free flowers. Oh, I'll bring flowers and champagne. Or if it's the guy preparing for his romantic football game date and says, oh, well, this is the perfect fit. Or if it's for the eco-friendly person who feels guilty about the fact that every tree dies every time they actually have to use their printer. They think, oh, well, if I buy this bottle of wine, I get this tree. I can replenish the environment. Everything you see has a reason and cause in our purchasing habits. So yes, there are gimmicks. Do I think that the gimmicks go too far? I think I've seen a couple news articles about a couple wines and their labels that have taken it too far lately. But ultimately, we are the devil that is doing this. And I think as long as we continue to do it, in fact, I'll take it a step further. We all talked about the fact that when we went into the wine glut and we had so much wine on the shelves that we were going to see a lot of people doing creative discounting, creative promotions, creative productions. I think now that we are seeing the fact that wines are about to take a price increase, as we argued, anywhere from 8 to 12%, that we are going to see added value being added in by these wineries. The wineries are going to say, hey, I realize I just took my wine up from $9.99 to $12.50, but if I go ahead and throw this coupon in, or if I go ahead and throw this spice rack in, or if I go ahead and offer a buy one, get a free piece of salmon with this, then perhaps I can get some of my residual business back and people won't notice the price increase. So are the gimmicks out there? Absolutely. Are they going to get worse? You betcha. It's going to be fun to see. I challenge all of our listeners. I gave you a list of what I've actually seen used to sell wine. Why don't you sell me your favorites? 877-4CRUSH1 or email me, lauralawson@winecrush.com. We are going to take a quick pause that refreshes right here. When we get back, we will have Mr. Steve Hinoff, author, editor, and blogger, joining us.
So you're sitting in your car or truck in traffic and it seems to be running fine right now, but how do you know it will tomorrow, this afternoon? Can you afford to miss that meeting or family event? Don't risk it. Z-Max it. Z-Max is the engine performance product that makes a good engine oil great and gives you the assurance your vehicle will keep running smooth and strong day after day, year after year. Why wouldn't you ride with Z-Max? Get Z-Max at your local retail parts store now or log on to Z-Max.com to find the Z-Max retail performance partner near you. Z-Max, performance you can feel.
Great Grape does not have to cost an arm and a leg. I want to tell all of my Wine Crush listeners about Wines Till Sold Out. Wines Till Sold Out offers great wines at 30 to 70% off. Go to WTSO.com now to see the current deal. Juicy reds, crisp whites, champagne, and of course, Chardonnay. Wine Still Sold Out has all of your favorite varietals and favorite vintages from around the world. Plus, shipping is always free, and you'll find unmatched customer service. WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes, between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a million-year-old beach? between drinking clean water or breathing clean air. Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
We're back with more of the Wine Crush, brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out, WTSO.com.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is the Wine Crush. And for me, this is always just a fun kind of idea. We have a recurring guest here on the Crush. And today's guest, of course, is Mr. Steve Himoff, author, editor, blogger, man about town, man who knows everything about wine, but most importantly, a man who can get off on tangents with me. That's what I enjoy. Steve, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Thank you, Laura. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is always fun to talk to you. I always get excited when I see you're going to be on the show.
Well, thanks. I'll try to make it exciting.
That's what I like. Well, you usually do, because you usually can follow me down these deep and dark, twisty ways that the Wine Crush usually goes, and today I hope is going to be no exception.
I like going down dark, twisty ways, so lead on and I'll follow.
I like that. This all started, this is our shiny object show. Basically, I was accused of having ADHD, and I was saying, God, anytime there's a shiny object in the room, Laura, you follow it. And this all kind of goes back to the concept of what we're seeing in the wine world right now. We had an email from a listener talking about getting a pair of flip-flops with her wine. And do you think, you have such a vast experience in the wine world, do you think that the wine world is getting too gimmicky? Do you think people are doing too much to try and sell their wines that is not tied into wine, and we're getting away from the truth and the heart of the matter, or do you think it's a natural progression?
Yes. I mean, yes to the first. It's getting gimmicky. It's getting crazy. You know, not everybody. There's a lot of wineries out there, and probably most people are still selling wine the old-fashioned way, but there's a lot of gimmicks. I mean, there's so much stuff around the edges with sweepstakes and contests and giveaways and tie-ins and, you know, holiday promotions. So I get it. I mean, I understand why they're doing that, because it's a really hard world out there, and they're sort of resorting to any marketing devices that they can find, and it's a little silly, but, you know, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
I'm not either, but it's always fun to look at the impetus for something like that. You said something interesting with the sweepstakes and the tie-ins and the give-ins. Do you think these wineries who do the sweepstakes, do the contests, do the promotions, do they do these so that the retailer will put them out on the floor or so the consumer will buy them?
Well, I think ultimately they do them because they believe that they work and they end up selling more wine. I mean, that could be either direct through their, you know, direct-to-consumer club, or it could be because a retailer, you know, does a floor stack or an end-of-aisle stack or a special stack by the fish department, you know, for Chardonnay or something like that. But the bottom line is they do it because these things work. And I have very, very specific things in mind right now because... you know, yesterday it was yesterday the legislature here in California just passed a law which Governor Brown is expected to sign any day now, and that law allows wineries, breweries, and spirits manufacturers in California for the first time ever to hold contests and sweepstakes in California.
I read that, and I'm absolutely flabbergasted, because one that came to mind after I read that, the burger. Sutter Home has done that for years, and I thought, how are they doing that if it's been illegal? I don't get it.
Well, it's because it's state by state, so they've been allowed to do it in the other 49 states. But California's their biggest market. I mean, California's everybody's biggest market because it's the biggest state. And they couldn't do these kinds of things here in California, and now they can. And the reason they do these things, and, you know, this is certainly with great respect to Sutter Home, is because these contests like Build a Better Burger really work. I even entered it one year. I did.
I think they're really cool. I think some of the coolest burger recipes I've ever seen have come out of this.
Oh, I've made those burgers, you know. So they work. They draw attention to the brand. They draw attention to the website. You know, when you're strolling in the supermarket aisle, whenever you see the paraphernalia around that, your eye is sort of directed towards it. And it's a win-win situation. You might buy a bottle of Sutter Home Zinfandel and then head over to the meat department and get some ground chuck, you know, and try that recipe. So, yeah, you know, it's not traditional marketing, if you will, but it does work.
I think we're going to see, you know, obviously the bill being passed in California, we're hopeful. Well, let's just go ahead and go down that road. Yes or no, are you hopeful it's going to be signed?
Oh, of course I am. And it will be signed. I mean, the governor said he would sign it as far as I know. It's not very controversial. I don't know why anybody would have. I don't know why my state took so long to catch up with everybody else. I guess it's just because wine is such a big player in California that maybe behind the scenes there was some controversy and that was reflected in the legislature's inability to make a decision. But yeah, I mean, why not? It's fun. The more the merrier.
Well, that's what I think, especially since all the other 49 states were having sweepstakes to go out to California. Californians might as well be, at least be allowed to drive north and go get it. So
yeah,
that does make sense. But ultimately, here goes the heart and crux of the matter. How much is too much? How much are we relying on these marketing, on the sweepstakes, on the balloon rides, on the flowers, on the spices that are selling the wine? Is it really taking away from what's in the bottle? Do you think the people who are doing it are trying to say, hey, look at me, my wine's not that good, but I'll give you free flowers? Or are they
asking the right questions? You are asking the right questions. Gosh, you know, I think the way, from the producer's point of view, the way they're looking at it is they're looking for brand loyalty. That's what everybody wants these days. It's not hard, you know, to sort of fool all the people some of the time. In other words, it's not that hard to draw attention to a wine and have it experience a short burst of sales popularity. But that's not really a strategy. It's a tactic. And what wineries are looking for is a long-range plan to gain customer loyalty so that year after year, decade after decade, people will buy those wines. And, you know, Sutter Home is a great example because they've been doing that for, whatever, 40 years. But you're right, too, in that more and more wineries are trying to do stuff, and they're coming up with sort of like weirdo, wacky kinds of things.
I like weirdo, wacky kind of things. But again, it does...
I'm trying to think of...
Well, tell you...
It'll come to me, but they come up with these kinds of things to get people to pay attention, and maybe they will for, you know, a little while, but unless they're really making good wine at a fair price, none of this stuff works.
I don't think so either.
I think that's the point you're trying to make.
I think in the long run, yes. Hey, Steve, tell you what. I'm going to give your brain cells a break. They're going to have about, several commercials worth of a moment. You come up with the wacky thing, and while you're coming up with the wacky thing, we're going to let our listeners listen to a few commercial announcements.
Okay, Laura.
All right, quick break here on The Rur Crush, and we'll have Weird and Wacky when we return.
We'll have more of The Wine Crush, presented by WTSO.com.
Do you love discovering great wines and finding a great value at the same time? Then you need to discover Wines Till Sold Out. Wines Till Sold Out features great wines at 30 to 70% off. Wines Till Sold Out searches all over the world for the best wines. They buy exclusively for their members. It's free to join, shipping is included, and you'll find expert customer service if you ever decide you need it. There's a great offer waiting for you as we speak. Go to WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time.
Hear that? That's an engine running with Z-Max. Z-Max delivers ultimate engine performance you can hear and feel every time you drive. With Z-Max in your tank, you'll experience a smoother running, more powerful, better protected engine. And you'll see big savings from improved gas mileage. Take it from Max. Nothing works like Z-Max. Log on to ZMAX.com today and find the Z-Max retail performance partner near you.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're sending free jars of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. You only pay shipping and handling. We only have a limited supply of free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9517. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This free giveaway is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9517. That's 1-800-487-9517. Call 1-800-487-9517.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious.
And so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes.
And soon you realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Now more of Laura Lawson and the Wine Crush. Brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is the Wine Crush. Right now we are on the line with Mr. Steve Heimoff. Steve, are you still with us?
I'm here.
All right. Before we took our much-needed commercial break, ironically enough, talking about commercial and marketing, we were kind of going over the idea about the bright, shiny object in the wine business, the gimmicks, that everything's associated with selling wine except for the wine itself. And Steve and I both have very, I would say we have strong opinions on this. Yes, Steve?
Yes, I would agree.
It's just easy to put it together. And we had done a rundown of everything I have ever seen used to give a bottle of wine away, and some of them are so extremist and have nothing to do with wine. But you did hit the nail on the head before we took a break. And ultimately, it's about wineries are trying to build brand loyalty. And all of us have brand loyalty on different things for different reasons. I will go ahead and admit it. I am an Atlanta girl. I will go to a fast food restaurant, a restaurant, and if I want a Diet Coke, they'll ask me if Diet Pepsi's okay. Absolutely not. I will not take a Diet Pepsi.
Sure.
are certain things we do that. But my brand loyalty on food stuff and on consumables is because of my palate and because of my taste. It's not because what was given to me. Steve, what are your impressions on that? I know, obviously, you and I both, I think we would probably be classified as closet wine snobs or maybe full-force wine snobs, but do you think that these gimmicks can lead to a taste loyalty, or are they just masking
something? No, I really don't, and that's why there's always an air of desperation, isn't there, you know, around some of these things. But during the break, I was trying to think of some of sort of the wacky ways that people are trying to sell wine, at least in California, because that's where I live. And I thought, you know, beyond the sweepstakes and the promotions and tie-ins and stuff like that, because that's always gone on. But what we're seeing now, and this really sort of offends me, to tell you the truth. Am I allowed to use a five-letter word that starts with B?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, there's all these bitch wines that are out there, and I just don't get it. You know, I understand that they're aiming for sort of a type of woman consumer, but I don't know why it has to sort of work the word bitch into the title or sort of play on that kind of thing, but it's huge.
It is. It's mammoth.
It's out there, and you may, you know, maybe you're a woman, you can explain it to me, but I think it's sort of offensive myself.
Actually, to be honest, I get to the point where I answer to that word more than I answer to my own name sometimes. there are some women that take it their purview that it's a badge of honor to be called that. And I think one of the reasons you find these wineries, whether it's Fat Bastard, whether it's Bitch, whether what the labels they're putting on these is because I think when especially you look at females are generally the consumers. They're the ones going to the grocery store.
That's right.
ones buying the products. And they look at that, and I swear, I know the people I have talked to who have bought that wine, 80% of them look and say, giggle, hee, I'm giving it to my girlfriend.
No, I know that's true. I'm sure they do. In fact, I lurk in supermarket aisles just studying behavior, and I see the same thing. But are they going to buy that wine 6 months from now or a year from now?
I don't think that wine even exists. I don't think so. I think they're giving it as gifts.
I don't think it will either.
I actually have a set of girlfriends.
Then there's another one, you know, then this is a little older, but, you know, we went through the whole era of the critters, animal critters. And I used to joke and say, you know, it was critters and it was vehicles, and I used to joke and say you could sort of play that old game of make a bunch of animal names on a piece of paper, make a bunch of vehicle names like wagon, car, rocket, auto, and then make a bunch of colors, red, yellow, blue, and just sort of pick them at randomly, and there's your new wine brand.
There's your new flavor.
Pink kangaroo, there's your new brand. Yellow rocket ship, there's your new brand. And I thought, you know, this stuff isn't going to last either, or the cute little critters, the kangaroos and the grasshoppers and everything else. And that's where I see there's sort of like, you know, the marketing people, and these are generally the lower priced brands. The marketing people are just sort of working overtime in their little cubicles in the advertising agencies trying to figure out, like, okay, you know, we can't use critters anymore because that's had its 15 minutes of fame. So what are we going to do next year? Next year it'll be vehicles, and the year after that we'll do, you know, bitches and
colors and planets and rude, insulting things. Hey,
there,
Steve.
There you go, and at least it keeps the marketing people employed, I guess.
Well, it does, but see, here's another question since we're doing this whole tangent show. Are we really going to see more of that in 2013 and 2014? Because aren't we're looking at short harvest. We're getting up to where that wine glut is not going to be there. We're looking at the price of grapes having gone up. Are we really going to have to tolerate another fad of people coming up creative ways to sell wine they didn't know what to do with?
I think that is our destiny, Laura.
We're stuck with it,
huh? I do. And we haven't even talked about social media.
Oh,
you know,
no.
Because if you want to talk about the shiny thing in the room, it's social media, my friend. Every winery thinks that that's the holy grail. They finally discover the magic bullet that's going to allow them to sell all their wine for whatever price they want, regardless of how good or bad it may be. Just start a blog.
Steve, you're a blogger. Come on, you're calling yourself out here, hon.
No, because okay. I'm not selling wine.
Okay.
I'm a blogger, and I have a good blog that people like to read because, it, quite honestly, it's real.
Well, yes, it is genuine. I do like it. But understand now, social media is so far past blogging. Blogging is now, I'm not saying you're passe, but everybody can have a blog. We get that. We understand that. Finally, the bad ones are starting to fall out.
And I understand that. I mean, people are now trying to figure out the synergies between, you know, Instagram and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and every other little social gathering place out there. And I guess I've developed you could call it a reputation for being a little bit of a skeptic that kind of stuff is actually going to work. But, you know, your theme is the shiny thing in the room. And right now, that is the shiny thing in the room.
I think there's no way around it. You are absolutely correct on that. The question is, we are the shiny consumers. Are we going to be able to figure out how to use it? Steve, as much fun as you and I have on the show, unfortunately, you and I have gotten carried away, and we've got end this conversation. But
okay.
That does not mean you can't come back another day. And I'd love to have a whole show on social media, so maybe you've given us a platform there.
Thank you, Laura.
All right, take care. Hey, we're going to take a break here on The Crush. When we return, we will take a look at the last shiny thing you'll have to hear about today, and we will continue on from there.
Stay with us for more of The Wine Crush, presented by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com.
Great grape does not have to cost an arm and a leg. I want to tell all of my Wine Crush listeners about Wines Till Sold Out. Wines Till Sold Out offers great wines at 30 to 70% off. Just go to WTSO.com now to see the current deal. Juicy reds, crisp whites, champagne, and of course my all-time favorite, Chardonnay. Buy a few bottles or stock up for your next party. Wine Still Sold Out has all of your favorite varietals and favorite vintages from around the world. Plus, shipping is always free and you'll find unmatched customer service. That's WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-497-9827. 1-800-497-9827. That's 1-800-497-9827. 1-800-497-9827.
How would you like to win all your groceries for a year absolutely free? You can, thanks to PRN, AARP, and Nationwide Insurance in the Win Groceries for a Year sweepstakes. It's easy to enter. Just go to goprn.com/fans, fill out the information, and soon we may be calling to tell you you've won free groceries for a year. No purchase necessary, must be 18 or older, official rules online or by mail if requested. Win groceries for a year at goprn.com.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood, concrete, brick walls, trees, small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Now it's more of the Wine Crush, brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out, WTSO.com.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is the Wine Crush. It always amazes me how quickly time passes when we have Steve Heimoff on the show. Maybe he and I get along too well. We need to find a topic we can argue about. But I think you viewed from two people who are different experts, you know, one in the field expert, one who's in the background expert, a blogger, a man who knows everything, that we are getting too gimmicky when it comes to wine. Is it a bad thing, though? No, because the consumer is reaping the benefits. You're getting something out of it, whether it's trips, whether it's sweepstakes. I'm serious. Sutter Homes Build a Better Burger Contest. I have had some of the best burgers I've ever had off that. I think there are benefits to it. But when you go up and down the wine aisle and everything is offering something besides the wine it's selling, that is when I get concerned. That's when I have my worries. That's when I have my concerns. Do I think that wine needs to go back to being snobby? Do I think the mystique needs to be there? No, I don't. Let's shatter that jar. Let's be done with it. Let's get it over behind us and in the past. Everybody has a right to drink what they want, when they want, how they want. But I do think it is imperative that if you're going to create a product, you need to give it a personality that has legs, and the legs that are going to carry it over the hills and over the valleys that dictate product cycle and that dictate time and what it can do to the wine. I do not think a character needs to be created. We do not need to make a caricature out of wine just to make it sell. I need wineries and consumers to trust one another. I need wineries to trust consumers that they're going to drink it because it's a good product. I need consumers to trust wineries so that they know when a winery puts its name on a label that the product is going to be the best representation of what they have to offer. I think when we meet in the middle on both those concepts and everybody starts talking and trusting each other, then we're going to have an exceptional wine industry and product. As always here on The Crush, we're reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.